you're on a mission from God.
You're listening to Scott and Johnson.
Oh, I've read on the internet these guys are a couple little fuckholes.
On Red Radio and TasteOfTheGoods.com. Get in touch with us
by calling toll free at 888-559-2514.
God bless the internet.
Or get in our chat room at RedRadio.com.
I want to talk about masturbation.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
On that note,
we cue the music.
You're listening to A Giant Pile of Trash on Rant Radio and TasteOfTheGoods.com.
That's right, it's a giant pile.
What the fuck? I fucking hate technical difficulties. Hate them. Nothing. I got no ideas. None. Oh, isn't that fun? What the fuck?
I have no idea.
You know what? Because you know what? It ain't the monitor.
Right.
No idea. That's just an extra one.
That's just more. Just, you know, for good measure. In case we didn't have enough hum, we can get some from the monitor. I have no idea what would be causing this. At all. Alright, well, Johnson's gonna futz with stuff. See if... Okay, there we go. That didn't fix anything. Nothing changed. At all. Okay.
You just had to reset it. Feedback loop, man. It was power built up in the lines. I had to just discharge it.
Ah, okay. You know, sometimes I get power built up in my line and I've just got to discharge it. You know, sometimes I need a good discharge to kind of clear things up and get me going the way I'm supposed to. So, you know. Next time, you can just call me up and ask me to discharge it for you, and I'll go ahead and do that. I'll just be like, hey, you need me to discharge it? I'll discharge it. But anyway, it's the Scott and Johnson Show on RantRadio.com and TasteOfTheGoods.com. And those are the only two places, really, Rant Radio and TasteOfTheGoods.com. You can give us a call toll-free at 888-559-2514. If you want to be a part of the show, 888-559-2514.
There would only be, like, three or four more shows with this problem ever again. Because once we move, this won't be an issue.
That's true. That is very true.
And if anyone has any sources for cheap brass wire, let me know. Brass mesh, actually.
Oh, okay.
Like, almost like a fabric.
Oh, really? So you can keep the RFID tag in your passport from transmitting like we talked about last week?
Actually, I want to keep my monitor from transmitting.
I see.
I'm going to wrap my monitors in brass mesh.
You are so odd.
I don't want them giving off signal. And, you know, I would almost recommend anyone who has a monitor wrap their monitor in brass mesh just so you don't get brain tumors.
And then also, while you're at it, since you've got a bunch of brass mesh, you should staple it to the walls in your room so that way the orbital mind control lasers don't get in.
Exactly. You know, that would work better than tinfoil in actuality because it would stop radio signals.
That's true, whereas tinfoil would probably just help conduct them directly into your brain. So what you're doing... Tinfoil hat man is you're making an antenna and putting it on your brain saying, here, blast me first.
A real American hero. It's tinfoil hat guy.
God. Mr. Tinfoil Hat Anti-Mind Control Laser Avenger.
We salute you.
Actually, the
brain control waves.
Oh God! Okay, no more. Actually, the best one of those commercials that I've heard is the newest one that's on. Is the carb counting one?
Eh?
Yeah. Have you not heard that one?
No.
I shall have to find it so we can play it on the show. That's right. We'll play an ad. We'll play a commercial on this show. A commercial for Bud Light. That's right. Oh, ooh. I don't know if that'll be okay or not. We might get booted. We won't be fighting for the cause, man. Ah, oh, Jesus. So, anyway, one thing we've got going on tonight. In about 10 minutes, when we take our break, we're going to call up Sean Kennedy on the break, see if he's sitting
there. Do we get a response from the vegan?
Yeah, we got a response from the vegan. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it, just, you know, because we kind of had to rush to try and get on the air and stuff like that, but
yeah.
On the break, we'll call up Sean Kennedy, see if he's sitting around, just see what he's doing, see if he wants to talk to us for a little bit, and we'll come back next segment, and hopefully we'll have Sean Kennedy on the air with us. Why not? Just call up Sean Kennedy. It'll be good. I have no idea what we'll talk to him about. Probably his new show that's coming out on January 3rd. Yeah, that's it. New show. Sean Kennedy, for people who don't know, this is one thing that's happening, and I want to talk directly to him about this, and I don't know how I feel about this, and I'm going to just speak out openly on my opinion, or lack thereof, of something that's happening on Rant Radio, because I don't have a real opinion on it yet, and I just want to, I want everyone else's opinions to help me form mine. RantRadio.com has a donate page on their website, a donation page.
Okay.
Sean Kennedy is currently in the process of making plans with Rant Radio to quit his job and work for Rant Radio full-time producing new content. And the donations page is a donations page for people to get money to Sean Kennedy so that he can afford to quit his job and work for Rant Radio full-time.
Okay.
And so donations from the listeners will pay him to produce content and be a full-time Rant Radio guy.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that's it. Their donations page is donations for Sean Kennedy to quit his job and work for Rant Radio.
All right, I was waiting for a point.
I'm saying I'm not sure how I feel about just, like, Rant Radio. I don't know. I think if there's going to be a donations page for Rant Radio, on some level, I'm like, okay, that's cool. That means there's going to be content for Rant Radio being produced by someone full-time. But on the other hand, I'm also like, well, if there's donations being taken for Rant Radio, shouldn't it just be for, you know, things like making sure there's always going to be, you know, reliable servers and stuff like that. Everything, all of that stuff is donated right now. Wouldn't it make more sense for any financial donations that come in to, like, be more overall for the whole thing, as opposed to just making sure that this one guy can produce a lot of content?
You know what? I don't give two shits and a fuck. That's their radio station. They run it however they want. You know, that's my general feeling on it. I'll provide content to their radio station if they, you know, however the powers that be of Rant Radio want to run their station, that's their business. I've got my own. And I will run my station in a more logical manner.
In a more logical manner?
Yeah, if there's going to be donations made to the station, it's going to be made to the station. You know, that's, you know, my general, that's how I would run my station. If they want to run it, you know, if they want to support Sean Kennedy and that's how the station is run, that's their business, you know? And I believe Sean Kennedy and Samarian are the founding people who started Rant Radio, and if they, that's how they want to, you know, run their business, that's their business.
Okay. Well, Rant Radio, well, to run, okay, never mind. Forget it.
Well,
I didn't really have anywhere to go with it, so no, I'm just going to drop it. Because we'll just end up talking in circles like we did last show. And
that's what we do, man. If people don't like it, they shouldn't fucking listen.
I don't like it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not really arguing with you about anything. I'm kind of curious to see what your opinion is. That's just my opinion. I'm not.
I know that. All I would end up doing is just restating my same opinion again. And then for some reason, just keep going with it. And there's no need for continuing to do that. So.
Well, see, but you didn't really. How would you restate your? I mean, I don't understand, man. Because, I mean, basically, what is your opinion then? Because you haven't really stated one. You just said that you didn't like it. you know, that you weren't sure how you felt about it. That's not really an opinion. That's a, I'm not sure how I feel.
Well, fine. All I can do is restate that I'm not sure. I mean, either way, you know, my opinion or lack thereof, I haven't developed anything new in the 15 seconds since, you know, that you were talking.
Well, here, let me ask you this. Ordinarily, you're for people being able to run their own lives however the fuck they see fit. But in this case, you're unsure.
Well, I'm just not sure whether or not I agree with what they're doing. I'm not saying, oh, someone should legislate it and force them to stop.
Right.
I'm just, you know, regardless of whether or not someone is living their lives how they see fit, that doesn't mean I have to agree with the actions they're taking.
Okay, so you don't, what is it, what I'm trying to get at here is, I think you need to clarify what it is that you're not sure about. That's what I'm trying to get at. Is that, I feel like I'm being surprisingly lucid for the fucking headache I have.
I don't know. I don't see that there's much to clarify. I just said I'm not sure whether or not I agree with the money going to Sean Kennedy as opposed to Rant Radio as a whole.
Well, who is Rant Radio as a whole? That's what you're really going to ask.
Well, I mean, as far as...
I mean, how is that money going to... The question is...
There are other people who already... And I'm not... I could give a shit about us, okay? I'm not talking about us. I'm not really... You know, but I mean, behind the scenes, like as far as management of Rant Radio and stuff like that...
All of it should go to Smokehouse.
I'm not saying all of it should go to Smokehouse.
But, I am.
Okay. Well... What I'm trying to say is there are other people involved in keeping Rant Radio up and running. Other people involved in, you know, keeping just the thing on the air, regardless of the content. There are other people who work doing Rant Radio-related things. And for Rant Radio to not have had a donations page or anything like that, to finally say, we're accepting donations for Sean Kennedy. And, you know, these other people that are working, well... No, we're not actually... If you want to give some money to them, you can email them and talk to them and be like, hey, I'll send you a couple dollars. But we, as Rant Radio, we're going to publicly make an outward effort to collect money for this other guy who, you know, is working a regular job and should quit his job to come do our things. These other people who are doing all of their stuff for us for free, even though they're working regular jobs or going to school or whatever, let's let them keep doing it. This guy needs to quit his job. You know, I'm not sure that I'm okay with everyone just going, Sean Kennedy is the greatest thing ever.
He's the fucking man.
You know, I mean, I'm sure Sean Kennedy's a great guy. I'm sure he is. And we'll find out in a few minutes because we're going to talk to him. But I don't know. It just seems like the only person, and once again, I could care less what kind of recognition Rant Radio gives us because it has nothing to do with us. It doesn't even have to do with any specific show hosts. I just don't like the fact that Rant Radio publicly is, hi, we're Rant Radio, Sean Kennedy. You know, it's just like, well, you know, SeanKennedy.com was already taken, so we had to call ourselves Rant Radio. And that, I mean, that just kind of seems the way that, you
was
know,
it really? Was SeanKennedy.com taken?
I don't know.
I thought he did own that.
I think he has SeanKennedyShow.com. I don't know. But regardless, that wasn't something that they're actually saying. They're not actually saying, well, we'd call ourselves Sean Kennedy, but someone already had the name, you know. But it just seems like, and I understand that his show is good and all kinds of stuff like that. You know, his shows are good, and I'm sure his books are good, and, you know, I'm sure all things Sean Kennedy are wonderful and amazing. yeah, that's not the Sean Kennedy from Rant Radio.
Right, see, it was taken. You're right. And the King Cats.
Oh, man, but it's just like, come to Rant Radio. We like Sean Kennedy. Oh, and there are some other people here. Some of them do shows, and we don't remember any of their names, and, you know, we don't do anything to help promote them because they're...
Well, some of them have trouble saying their names.
No. He doesn't have any problem saying his name. He just has a problem remembering when to say his name. Damn it. You'll see after us tonight if you're listening.
Exactly. He'll do it again. Either that or he'll just say his name on time just to spite us.
Right, but that's...
No.
No, he won't because it's a recording.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's a replay? Oh, great.
No, I don't mean it's a replay of their show. That's their recorded show opening.
I thought they did that live and differently every time.
No, that's part of their show opening.
Are you sure? I think they do it slightly differently almost every single time.
No, because it sounds exactly the same every time I've heard it.
Huh. No, I've heard, like, slight variations to it. And then they play their recorded show intro.
Well, why don't we ask Mark Hopkins if that's the case?
If he's, you know, and maybe he'll give us a call and let us know. Or exactly. Say something in the chat room.
But you know what? You know what? I like Sean Kennedy, and I'm going to promote. You know, I like his stuff that he does, and I'm going to promote.
No, you don't lie.
I like some of the things that I've seen. I'm not really like hugely into it, but I can understand why people would like it. Yeah. Like I can understand why you like it. You know, I think I think that he probably does contribute some useful things to Rant Radio as far as content and stuff goes. I've never listened to his radio programs, so I can't say anything about those. All I've seen is, you know, patrolling. But I'm just going to ask him these questions when we have him on the phone. I'm just going to be like, why are you so special? I have no problems doing that. So it might be kind of confrontational a little bit.
Jesus Christ. We're going to end up with no show. And like,
you know what? And see, that's another thing. If we get into an argument with Sean Kennedy and get kicked off the air because of it, that'll just kind of prove my point.
Oh, holy crap.
You know, really, it just will. So, anyway, we need to start heading in a break-type direction, though, because we got to give him a call. He's sitting by the phone in Canada waiting for us.
Well, we're going to have to call him. I mean,
we're going to call him off the air and let him know that he's got like 3 or 4 minutes.
We can't call anyone off the air.
I have a telephone.
Oh, okay. You're going to call him and then let him know we're going to call him right back?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. That makes sense. All right, why don't I shut the F up?
Right, exactly. I know what I'm doing. It's all right.
Okay, so we're going to go to break now.
Okay.
And I'm going to stop being an idiot.
You're lying.
That's right. Starfuckers. Or something. You're listening to The Scott and Johnson Show on Rant Radio and TasteOfTheGoods.com with the worst rejoin ever.
That's right, Starfuckers. That was our rejoin. That's what I'm going to start calling all my women's. Starfuckers.
I just didn't feel like it going into, you know, like another song or something like that. I figured, yeah, just let the song end and start talking.
Because I'm an internet radio star.
Because we haven't done any the production work that's necessary to have, like, actual... I want to do it so that we have the same rejoins every single time, you know, like we did on when we were back at the radio station.
Right, yeah.
Just play music instead of commercials, but...
Blah. Blah. Well, we could actually use those rejoins if you want.
We could.
They don't have this... They have the wrong name of the show, and they say that radio station's name, but, you know, we could use those.
Oh, did you mix them in with the music?
Oh, okay. Were you talking about just...
I meant the...
You
cuts.
Were just talking about music. Okay.
Yeah.
You were just talking about music beds. I thought
I'd actually like to use music from the bands that we had on the show, actually, to do our little, like, rejoin-type music bits.
I see. Like, Gnaw?
Yeah.
And, Byam Clavor?
Yeah.
And Kit?
And, no.
And John Caswell?
No.
And,
no. There was another band. That was good.
Sudden Death?
Yeah, there we go.
And Nia 7?
So Nia 7 was all right.
Yeah. And A New Beginning. It doesn't matter. They don't exist anymore.
No, they don't. But I still like, what's his name? It's cool.
Who, Sam?
Yeah,
Sam's a cool guy. Sam is a cool guy. Yeah, that's right. They don't play together anymore. That's right, because Steve, who was their drummer, went on to be in, God, what the hell was the name of Sean McInerney's band who came on our show?
David's Bar Mitzvah?
No, they stopped being that name. It was, it was one word. Something. I can't remember the name of it. Oh, it's bothering me.
I don't know.
I'll remember it in the middle of us talking to Sean Kennedy. I'll just spit out the word. I'll just spew it forth. And he'll be like, what? What the hell's that? Speaking of Sean Kennedy, it's going to be a couple more minutes here. We'll have him on the show. He's getting all situated. He's got to get into his study and get all set up. So I think he's probably going to have to get a glass of brandy and a cigar and a smoking jacket and just... It's being paid for with your donations. Oh, well, no, not yet. He currently has a job, but still.
Good God.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to turn into this awful, awful, like, Sean Kennedy hating machine. That's what I'll do. And I'll just work against him. I'll be his arch nemesis. I would be the most ineffective arch nemesis that anyone has ever had.
Holy crap.
You know what? If there was ever a superhero out there and I was just like, I'm your arch nemesis. If I was, the superhero should just be like...
They wouldn't be a superhero. They'd just be kind of a hero.
No. Because then the superhero could be out there fighting things that are actually going to cause problems. And he'd be like, all right, great. You go ahead and continue your evil plots to take a nap and have some chicken wings. Oh, man. And he's like, I'm going to just rail against Sean Kennedy. I'm going to tell all four of my friends about it.
See, I was kind of thinking along the lines of, like, the plot from Unbreakable, where, you know, everyone has, like, a pair, and there's, like, the supervillain and the superhero, and then, like, for you, there would be just kind of maybe a little bit of a hero.
My opposite, you know,
yeah.
Someone who's evenly matched with me would just be like this guy who, you know, every once in a while will change an old lady's tire if he sees she has a flat on the interstate or something like
that. And you'd be like, ha, 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 I will throw a cigarette butt at them as I drive by.
Right, exactly. I don't even smoke. Ha, ha. But I'll keep cigarettes around just in case. Just in case. That's right. That one's just for you. Because I'm evil. Fuck.
So what do we have in the news today, or do we want to just call him now?
Yeah, now is the appropriate time to call him, because I've said so. So
let's hear some ringing.
Okay, you should probably... There's some ringing.
I'll let you answer.
Why don't we let him answer it? Ring, ring.
Sean here.
Hey, Sean, it's the Scott and Johnson Show. How you doing?
Not too bad, man. How are you doing?
Okay, sorry. Our phone system was having a little bit...
You don't have to watch the levels. I'm known to be rather loud. So that's cool.
I've noticed. All right. But anyway, yeah.
Well, how's the, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, we're doing pretty good, though. And thank you for asking. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, we're just getting back from doing some filming right now, because anyone who reads the Live Journal will notice that every Sunday is filming day. And so we actually have three different interviews I think we're doing today as well. So it's like my life is crazy. You know what's funny, though, is that a buddy of mine just got a letter from Henry Rollins. And
Henry Rollins?
Yeah. His name's he's the Oubliettes. They're friends of mine. He's got Crohn's, eh? And I guess his brother wrote Hank a letter saying, "Oh, hey, you know, my buddy's got Crohn's. He's in the hospital. Yada yada." Henry gets the email timing on the letters from Henry Rollins are like at 4 a.m. Okay, the guy's checking email and replying to email at 4 a.m, and that's when he's packing to go to see the troops in Afghanistan.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Whether or not I agree with the things Henry Rollins says, I admire the hell out of the guy just for, like, how he keeps going. Like, no wonder the guy's working out and taking health supplements. I mean, I don't know how he does it. I mean, the dude, how old is Hank now? I mean, he's got to be...
I don't know, 70?
40-something? I mean, Jesus. And it makes me feel like a pussy. It makes me feel like I should be doing more, you know? But anyway, so yeah, so that was kind of big news. That was kind of neat. So I just wanted to, if Hank ever gets a hold of this, I just wanted to say, hey, man, that was really cool. And anyone who ever doubts, I think that's it's nice when people who've made it like Hank has, it's nice that they still remember, you know, just people who need help, you know? It's kind of neat.
That is.
But anyway, so how's it going with you guys? What's going on?
Well, actually, we're, that is a cool story, but actually, we're wanting to talk to you about what you've got coming up in January here, since you know, everybody,
that's right,
when we're hanging out and doing our show, we're in the Rant Radio chat room, and throughout the course of the show we hear things just, ah, Sean Kennedy this, or hey, what about Sean Kennedy? And I'm like, you know, there's other people on the on Rant Radio too, and they're like, yeah, Sean Kennedy. But anyway, so
they're not Sean Kennedy though. Yeah, no, it's funny, there are so many great stations that are going on there, and a lot of the programming now, I mean, I don't get nearly as much time to listen to as many of the shows as I used to. I mean, you just get swamped, you get overwhelmed, eh? And you've got to try to stay on top of it. But it is, I think that the fact that media is taking over the airwaves through the internet, that's something that's really starting to get some people concerned. I mean, in the Patriot Act 2 now, they've got a law that specifically makes it illegal for Americans to gather news and distribute news to their friends. So, like, a lot of these weblogs and stuff like that, if they choose to enforce it, apparently under Article 2 of the Patriot Act 2, is it now illegal. So the act of me recording a news program, the newsreel, not the real news with Sean Kennedy, that's what I thought it was, but I guess now it's going to be called newsreel. The act of me doing that is would label me a terrorist, which I find kind of funny, because I've never really seen a Canadian-American border. You know, I've always kind of think of everything as North America. You know, in Canada, we learned about Manifest Destiny and how America had this original plan to take over, you know, all of North America. And I don't really have too huge of a problem with that, because every exposure I've ever had to Americans is that they're hella nice people. The only thing is that their government is a little frightening. But once
a little
past that. What's that?
A little frightening.
Yeah, they're pretty severe, you know. So I think that if I can, you know, do my part by trying to get as much information to the North American people as I can, there's already people who are going to be trying to give me a hand, you know, by reporting stories, by being reporters, being the people who can get me some information. And if people want to do that, I guess my if they have news stories and that they want to send me. I mean, they should probably contact. I don't want to give out an email right now because we don't know what the email is going to be just yet. But we've been focusing on content and how we're going to actually set it up. Because, I mean, it's a large investment of time, as you know, to be doing a nightly news show. You know, it's going to be about an hour long, and it's every day. It's 5 days a week, you know, and trying to maintain your, you know, the rest of the balance on the way is it's going to be a trek. But I think we've got a pretty good system here. I think we're going to pull it off.
Now, is the show going to be live in the mornings, or is it going to be pre-recorded?
No, it's a pre-recorded show. It has to be a pre-recorded show. I would like to do a live show, but there's certain... The problem here is that I want to make sure it's consistent. I want to make sure that people know that the news is going to be there every day. I want to make sure that the news, they get really current stuff, too. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be taking all the news reports that is bleeding-edge stuff and recording the shows at night, so when they get their stuff in the morning, it's pretty fresh from everything, because everyone's got news reports during the day. Most people check their news links about 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, something like that when they get to work, or they do it at lunch at noon. But quite often, everybody misses what happened from noon on, you know what I mean? And I think that if I was to record, pre-record the shows in the evening, it makes for a better quality show, allows me to focus on the things, and I don't run out of space and time, because there's so much news that isn't being covered by, you know, the core political media, that I want to make sure that we get at least, you know, solid information out to people and still keep it entertaining.
That's cool. That's definitely the best way to do it from what I've seen, especially with the demographic that you're appealing to on the internet. Just because a lot of people online do want to get the information, but also a lot of people online have very short attention spans and require constant entertainment.
Then you gotta hope you gotta do it now while you still can. I mean, because the latest government travesty is that they're trying to force Microsoft into including the IP version 6 protocols into its operating system, and Microsoft is fighting it tooth and nail. But if the U.S. government succeeds in forcing Microsoft to include IP version 6, then they can move ahead on their plans to start Internet 2 everywhere, which will make it very easy for everyone to have a static IP address, and will even force some people into having a static IP address, and possibly eventually making that into a registered number, like a license plate or a driver's license number, where they can track everything.
Well, the problem here is I believe that is inevitable. I'll tell you straight out, that will happen. But what we have to do is we have to stave that off for as long as we can. You got to bear in mind that what we are is, we don't have the financial backing to go to war on this kind of stuff. We don't have the legal might. Even Microsoft might not have the legal might should they want to fight this. What the government's going to buy Microsoft. They'll give them concessions about allowing them to be the most dominant operating system, whatever. But they'll make some kind of corporate deal so that Microsoft will implement what they need to have done. And once that happens, there's a lot of steps between a static IP assigned to people and where we're at right now. There's a whole lot of things that's got to happen before that'll occur. And where we are is we are in a unique position to not fight the system, but evade the system and then jam the system. This is where this is what the essence of, you know, the reverse engineering is. This is why, you know, people had Wi-Fis and then all of a sudden there's war drive. And kids are making, you know, antennas out of Pringles cans. You know, I mean, and there's always a way to get around this. We'll just get back to the way it was. We'll have back-test stealth boxes and things like that. There'll be lots of ways to spoof IPs. It's just that now it'll be a more learned activist. It won't be, just some kid who's going to have a microphone and go from there. Now you have to have some skills. You have to have, I think it's called Tor Instant Messaging is one, but programs like that allow people to operate anonymously so that they can, you know, get information to people. You got to bear in mind, we're not the bad guys here. We're just trying to teach people. We're trying to keep people so that they're hearing what's really going on in the world, so they know they're getting the truth, because there's so much that gets washed over. We never hear anything about, you know, China's nuclear arms. We never hear anything about, apparently, within a short time ago, I've heard reports online that there was a nuclear blast somewhere in China. No one's reporting on this on a border. No one's talking about this. There's only, you know, just the fringe groups
that
bring up strange stories from time to time. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, have you heard of Alex Jones?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of Alex Jones. InfoWars and, yeah, great guy.
What I'd like to ask is, he seems to believe that there is absolutely a plan, you know, that there is a core group of people, the super, super rich, super elite, who are trying to bring about a plan for world domination. And now I've heard a lot of you talk a lot about the core political and a core group of people. So I'm kind of curious as to whether or not you think there's a plan or what you kind of think is going on.
Well, I'll be straight with you. I like to be entertaining, and I do enjoy a good conspiracy theory. I always have. And no one can spin a conspiracy theory like Alex Jones. The guy's amazing. However, I put it to you that who's running the show doesn't matter. I'm not concerned about the Bilderberg group or whoever it is that's pulling the strings, or the Bavarian Illuminati or Masonic sects or whatever. They're handy as a story aid for me. But what my focus is to make sure that the individual, so that you as a person listening, it's very easy to log in and listen to all these guys talking about, and they got these groups making these power moves. Well, that's handy, but it doesn't really help you very much. I mean, you understand what's happening, and it gives you a chance sort of to prepare, but you don't really know how to prepare. You don't know how to get grassroots information that keeps you safe and keeps, you know, your family from reporting you as some kind of a national security threat to get the reward. You know, I mean, these are things that have happened before and are happening again, and coincidentally, you got, like, Sinclair's book, It Can't Happen Here, which is available free online. You can, I believe it's Lewis Sinclair wrote that. I might be wrong. But it Can't Happen Here, which talks about the coming fascist state. And the reason why, I mean, this is not a mystery as to what is going to be coming to pass, because when you look at the history books and when you look at things from a cold, clinical, corporate perspective, a fascist state is the way to go. I mean, they love that stuff. I mean, everything's productive. People, you know, we kill all the handicapped people, and if people don't play along, they wind up in camps. You know, it's great stuff. Lots of profit to be had there. You know, we took a country like Nazi Germany, and they went from zero to hero in only 8 years. All they had to do was kill a whole bunch of millions of people.
It's streamlining the nation, man. You just got to make things more efficient.
Exactly, streamlining. We're upgrading. We have stop loss now in our army, and none of the people can get out of the army. And these people are becoming. I mean, you can buzzword it all you want, but if the new prison systems aren't bigger, better concentration camps, I don't really know what is. And when you have companies like Dell getting convicts to build their computers as slave wage labor, this is something that needs to be addressed. I mean, at some level you go, well, you know, what else are you going to do with them? And you dress it down, you try to use the slippery slope of logic. But I don't think you should profit from felons. I mean, these people are people. They're not a resource. These are people that have made mistakes, or maybe they are criminals, maybe they are evil, but I have some ethical issues with this, you know, and how all of it perhaps combines paints a very, very scary picture for the future. And now, especially with a hyper-violent youth culture, where our youth culture is completely dominated, totally dominated by images of sexuality and violence, and I enjoy a good video game too, don't get me wrong. But you can't deny the fact that 12-year-olds really don't need to know how to lead GO teams on terrorist missions. Okay, it's not something that, you know, these kids are sitting there. I had to read, like, hardcore Soldier of Fortune stuff when I was 12 to try to get half the information. And I got kids, you know, telling me specs on night vision equipment used by the Israelis. You know, I'm like, whoa, you know, this is, shouldn't you be, like, I don't know, building a treehouse or something? Maybe not, I don't know, it just seems sort of a little bit dodgy, and we're building a nation of sociopaths. Everyone's getting more and more disconnected. The family unit's toast. And, Ranch, excuse me. Get over here. My dog's fucking up.
Ah, okay.
Get over here. Oh, you mangy, mangy, horrid animal. You're getting sold to the Koreans. Come here. That's it. You're stew. I swear to God. Come here. Get over here. He's looking at me like, you're on the phone, fucker. I can tell you're in an interview, and you ain't gonna do shit to me. I'm gonna get the shotgun. I'm gonna shoot the pit bull. Come on. Stupid dog. That's the other thing, too. The pit bull registry and the gun registry and stuff like that, the gradual, you know, taking away the teeth of America. You got to bear in mind the Second Amendment, American Second Amendment. Unfortunately, in Canada, Trudeau tried to do something like that, but he never really pulled it off. We don't have the right to keep and bear arms. But everyone talks about, you know, the right to keep and bear arms. What do they think that right's about? You know, that's not because of duck hunting. Okay, that's to shoot people who are tyrants. And from an era when the world was run by tyrants.
Well,
and now We've kind of forgotten about that. And there's these people who are taking over. Go ahead.
One of the best things I've heard about the gun, you know, the gun licensing is, you know, this is a logic by Michael Badnarik, this year's presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. He says, you know, well, when you go to church, are you forced to present your church license? No, because you have a right to your religion, and you have a right to bear arms. You should not have to be licensed. It's not a privilege. Government doesn't grant rights. Those rights are, you know, are granted to you by your creator.
Right. So, I mean, it's I think that, and it's a wonderful checksum as well. I mean, there's a lot of people who need to have this checksum, and they need to have a stop safety so that people, the everyday people, can stand up and say, whoa, you know what, I don't think we should go to a camp, you know? Kind of not into the camp idea. And, I mean, at what level do you stop, you know? We already are so disconnected from our neighbors and our neighborhoods. Nobody seems to really care too much about, you know, who's doing what in the neighborhood. Everyone's more concerned with trying to stay alive. Everyone's more concerned with, you know, trying to get enough food on the table in order to exist. And this is this is something that's not accidental. I mean, anyone who's, if you look at the current business trends and how things are happening, this has all been very carefully, well, I don't know if it's been laid out or planned, but it definitely is working to some corporations' advantages. You know, you've got cult corporations like Home Depot that no longer hire full-time. They only do, like, part-time, and they do swing shifts so that you wind up, making your corporate life, your personal life. And there was a time not too long ago when people would never dream of phoning someone at work at their home. You know, oh, I phoned them at home. You know, that expression is gone now because of the digital leash that is the cell phone. And these are the paranoid rantings of 10 years ago are the reality of today. And people, you know, we don't like to think about it. We don't like to go, well, you know, I guess that's just the way it is. And we go back to the child is on fire syndrome, where no one wants to really deal with it, and instead we'll turn the change the channel, and we'll watch Friends some more, and, you know, we'll make sure that we get the latest episode of from whatever, you know, series we're currently hooked on, in which, ironically, is currently called Survivor, which I find really funny. I mean, there'll probably be more and more seasons of Survivor, which are going to get more and more scary as you know, the end times sort of things happening here. Not that I believe in any of that stuff. I don't think, I myself do not believe in an end times prophecy. I should state that. We may go through some major, major changes in corporations and government and how we do things, but I don't think, you know, we're going to ever really wind up in a road warrior state. You know, I don't think that's really possible. So if that answers your question as to, you know, the conspiracy end of the world type stuff, I hope that helps. But,
right.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, and
I have a tendency to ramble a bit. Go on.
No, that's okay. So this is the type of stuff as far as, like, news stories going along with these type of ideas.
Yeah,
and just
going to be the news. Yeah, I want to report a lot of, I want to report the stuff that, a lot of stuff that comes across Slashdot is, it's a great resource, don't get me wrong, I really admire Slashdot a lot. It's done a lot for the community and for the online community. I mean, it's the news source, but there's a lot of, socio-political issues that come through. There's a lot of acts, a lot of political acts that come through, like the Patriot Act 2, probably, some people may be hearing about that for the first time. Yet, if you thought the Patriot Act 1 was a scary thing, I mean, I call the Patriot Act 1 the George Orwell Act. And this one here this is Gestapo. Like, it's so incredibly bad that I'm embarrassed by it. You know what I mean? It's frightening. It's the most terrifying piece of legislation I've ever heard of. When you follow this sort of information and you follow these trends, it does have a tendency to make people rather depressed. It makes people feel like, you know, oh, well, we can't possibly fight this. You know, there's this huge core political, you know, military industrial complex that we were warned about. And now it seems like, you know, all these guys like Jell-O and Noam Chomsky and Mumia Abu-Jamal and all these dudes who are out there and who are trying to get the information to us, no one seemed to listen. And now we're entering an age that is very Gibson, very cyberpunk, where we have multinational corporations which are becoming more and more like religions than they are like businesses, where people, you know, define their identities by their job title and position and stuff like that. And this, you know, is of course the basis for independent dynamic librarian Sean Kennedy the Sixth and things like this. This is all moving towards that in a more obvious way, and we're all so terribly distracted, nobody cares. So the purpose of the news program, it's going to be to try to, you know, point out some of the truth to people and say, listen, guys, this is what's happening. Shouldn't somebody be looking at this, or at the very least track it, so that at least you won't get surprised when they show up with the truck to put you in there, you know what I mean?
There's a book that I want to recommend to you just because of, you know, of hearing some of the Tales from the After Now.
You betcha, Knowledge is Power. What's up?
Have you ever heard of the book Jennifer Government?
Jennifer Government.
Mm-hmm.
No. Who wrote it?
I actually don't know who wrote
it. Yeah, it's by a guy named Max Barry, who's also the guy behind the online game at nationstates.net. I don't know if you've ever seen that game or not, but the game is based on the book.
The book is basically about, corporations taking over as religion and certain things, and that everyone defines themselves by their job, so much so that it becomes their last name. And that, and these people, I mean, it's just, it's very, very much like Tales from the After Now, actually. Just, it's this guy's view of a future world where the corporate state has taken over. And
yes, Bruce Sterling did a good job of that, and Islands in the Net as well. If anyone hasn't actually read that particular cyberpunk classic, I highly recommend it. Islands in the Net talks about that and the prediction of, like, SCOP and synthetic foods and things of this nature. I think that the IT sector is going to become very, very much more the classic, like Steve Jackson GURPS cyberpunk sort of a world where we've already got the augmentations are happening. We're filming medical catastrophes, completely unethical medical catastrophes, where women are having 9 plastic surgeries to make themselves beautiful, and these are majorly invasive surgeries. This is completely, this is unheard of in any point in history. My God, I mean, what happened to spread no harm? You know, what happened to the Hippocratic Oath and all that? And yet you have these surgeons parading people who are very confused about what's important, and they're subjecting themselves to severe risk to look beautiful and having surgeries. And what does that say about our social ethics? I mean, this is insanity. I mean, it's beyond insanity. The point to even bring it up in casual conversation as possibly a good idea is a psychosis.
Well, wait. What are you suggesting? Sorry. If there are people out there that want to modify themselves to this extent,
yes.
They should have the freedom to do so.
Yes, they should. You should. You bet. If you want to modify yourself, you betcha. You betcha. You should be able to do that. And I think that's a good idea, and I'm all for that. However, what I'm against is when you have... if you take a person, you put them in a room, okay, and you bombard them with ads for Coca-Cola for 4 days, they walk out of the room, there's a glass of water and a can of Coke. You don't have to be Albert Einstein to figure out what the guy's going to grab, okay? It's the mind is a very...
I'd grab the glass of water because I'd be so effing sick of the ads.
Exactly. But you are one of a very small percentage of us who are able to fight back. There's a lot of people who are not interested in fighting back. There's a lot of people who take their perception of reality from television. And when you have people subjecting themselves, you would also not get 9 plastic surgeries so that you could get a date, okay? When there's nothing really wrong with you to begin with. A major surgery is something that should be done to prevent sickness and death. Getting yourself cut up by a bunch of men on a table is not really a handy way when all you're getting out of this is sex appeal, okay? I'm not. If you want to get 9 surgeries because if that's the point, that's fine. But that's a very personal choice. I don't think that should be paraded on national television and made into some sort of weird, bizarre, sick and twisted series for the give them bread, give them circus society we've created. It's insane.
Right.
Any family doctor would take a look at any series where they're doing plastic surgery as a means of entertainment. I mean, there's some serious ethical issues there.
Right, and it's not so much, you know, sure, the person who's going to get the surgery may be a little bit misguided and have some issues that, you know, he or she needs to work out on their own.
Want to make sure that they've spoken with people who will discuss alternatives with them and maybe discuss their reasoning for subjecting themselves to 9 life-threatening operations.
Right.
For reasons they do not need to. I mean, these people are not dying. There's nothing wrong with them. You know, and it is different than you want a capability. They don't have anything after they're done. They just... You know, they've had some surgery, and they look a little different, but everything on the inside, all the software is the same.
Yeah, see,
so, go ahead.
Okay, well, see, what I was trying to say is the thing that really bothers me, not so much the person going to get the surgery or the doctor performing the surgery, it's the people sitting at home who go, now that's entertainment right there. Bring on the freak show!
Bum fights, thank you. I mean, you can't get any worse of a statement against how a man's inhumanity than bum fights. You've got... a bunch of lecherous bags of shit who decide to make a series of films taking homeless people who have been burned out by the system, paying them money to rip their own teeth out with pliers, and filming it. Like, this is some sort of a sick joke. I mean, that to me is... at some point you have to stand up and go, you know what, on ethical grounds, this is just wrong. This is just sick and wrong. And people would say, well, they're choosing it. No, man, they're sick. Okay, you can't go into... a place where, you know, if they chose that, and because of how they've been damaged, then any woman who's high on drugs should not be able to charge anyone with rape for people who dope them up. That same sort of mental, well, she chose it, yeah, but she was not in her own function. She was not in control when she made that decision to sleep with someone, okay? So therefore, it was rape. Yet, when it comes to the application of taking homeless people who are insane because they've been damaged and their diet and everything, for whatever reason, these people have a large percentage of them have problems, and they give them money to mutilate themselves on film and mutilate each other, this is a very serious problem we're facing here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, you're talking about a slippery slope here, and I'm just kind of curious because, you know, I want to stop it and kind of stop down because I know you're on a rant, but, you know, I also have to point out and say, you know, where does... the level, you know, where does personal responsibility stop and this kind of sense of, well, this person's not responsible for their own actions anymore begin? Because, you know, you're getting into an area where the government can say, well, you know, or someone else can say, well, this person shouldn't be responsible. You know, sure, that person chose to do drugs, but they're not responsible. You know, if they go out and have sex with someone, then it's rape.
Yeah, you betcha. That's very, very true. That's very, very true. And when you have to draw that line, there are greater men than me who will draw that line. I cannot sit here and say, well, this is good, this is not. But what I can, you know, point that direct border. But I will tell you, and I would defend to the death, that whatever is, wherever you place bum fights in that particular scale of permission, that is in the too far category. Okay, I think that the method, if ever a method is determined for whether or not things should be permitted, I think that'll be largely a social boundary that is set, and I think that it's important for precisely these kind of programs like what you're doing, what I'm going to be doing, to get this information to people, to let people know that, hey, you know what, maybe this is happening. How do you feel about that? Let people make a decision, and then as a group, as a nation, as a democratic process, come to a conclusion. Maybe revisit the laws every 5 years, something to that effect. Make it an evolutionary law system or an evolutionary moral compass so that we can see what the effects are. If you take, you know, mentally deranged people and make a profit with them by having them mutilate themselves, I would say I would want to talk to somebody who's had some training in ethics about this and see whether or not this is a good idea, or perhaps there's some sort of a way we can make sure that this doesn't happen. And what's my criteria for that? Because people are being hurt and people are being mutilated. And so it increases suffering. And therefore, you know, you could approach it from that angle. Well, what about body branding? You know, these people are causing damage themselves. Should that be made illegal? Well, no, because there has to be common sense applied. So when you're dealing with language, what this turns into is a war of semantics where people go, well, this is allowed and this is not allowed, and then it turns into a big legal battle and you have words.
Right, you can start talking about even smoking or drinking.
This is not what we're discussing here. We're not discussing whether or not I should be allowed to get a lip ring. We're discussing whether or not people should be exploited and mutilated on film. This is what we're discussing here. And this is a crime. It's like pedophilic film. Okay, pedophilic film is not art. Okay, it's a documentation of a crime. It's this. There is no expression for pedophiles because this is an illegal thing. This is a crime. Okay, you're committing crimes by doing this, and this is a crime that's been recognized. It's an illegal thing, and this is why, you know, the fact that sometimes they bring this. That's the thing that everybody attacks. That's what the core political attacks. They want to go after pedophiles and all that sort of stuff. First, everything's a pedophile. That was a big chant for a while there. Everyone was, you know, oh, child porn on the internet. The internet's bad. Oh, that's not working. Let's try something else. You know, terrorism. Terrorism on the internet. All our kids are terrorists. They're hacker terrorists, you know. And they keep going with this, try to vilify things. So they have their vilification tools. You know, and then naturally they came up again with censorship. You know, that's how they try to get in. We're going to censor pedophiles and stuff like that. And I'm all for it. Rock on. But that doesn't mean you get to censor whether or not I get a lip ring. The slippery slope, yes, it is a slippery slope. And that's why it's up for people such as you and I who run news broadcasts to make sure we dig in. We do draw the lines. We do draw the borders. So if this is okay, this is not okay, well, then this should be okay. Well, if you want to argue about it and debate about it, that's fine. But at some point, personal convictions comes in, and I want to make sure that people aren't punished or ostracized for their own personal convictions, which they choose to keep. Maybe that's a libertarian concept. Maybe, I don't know, depending on, like, you have a different moral set of standards than I do. You know, we'd see eye to eye on a great many things, but I'm sure there's things that you'd be into that I would not be into, and vice versa.
Right.
So does that mean one of us is right and one of us is wrong? No, they're just choices for ourselves. And as long as we are capable and fitting and able to make choices for ourselves, we should be allowed to do that. But I'm sorry, if people are so incredibly desperate that they're ripping their teeth out with pliers, this is a problem.
Yes.
And that becomes exploitation.
I absolutely agree with you. And I just, you know, the thing that I want to bring up, and the point that I want to be made, is that you have to be, you know, when you get into these areas, that where people are able to jump to socialism very, very quickly, and they say, well, do this for the children because the children need help and there are pedophiles and we have to protect them, so we need to censor the entire internet and we need to put V-chips in everyone's TVs because the children need to be safe, you know, and people are do these things
the other way. The people who want to put V-chips in all the TVs are the same people who are systematically destroying the planet. the purpose of all the internet regulation and all this is to regulate the control of information. It's to regulate the control that the average American, Canadian, North American has to information, because it's information is what allows you to cast your vote. We live under the guise of a democratic culture. I mean, this last farce we had that was an election, I mean, it's so incredibly far gone that I've almost given up on the entire American process of elections, because with this black box voting and all that going in, I mean, it's pretty much you decide who gets to go in, and there's, you know, the fact that under are you based out of the States or are you Canadian?
No, we're in Florida. So
Florida.
You're in Florida. The thing that I find amazing, oh, this is great, I'll talk about elections for a minute. The thing I find amazing is that not that Kerry, didn't win, not that, you know, Bush was reelected after being the most defamed president during an election in the history of the world, not that, you know, all this has happened and not any of that. The thing that gets me is that the previous president is the president.
Yeah.
Never mind anything else. Never mind the fact that the guy, you know, well, how is it possible under the democratic system that was set up by the founding fathers of the United States that you have a lineage?
Let me...
That doesn't make sense.
One thing that, you know, I don't know, I know you talk to, Sumerian often, who's also... I'm a libertarian, and I know Sumerian...
I'm starting to lean that way myself. I don't know much about it, but I'm starting to go that way.
And Sumerian, you know, I don't know if we didn't talk to you, but, you know, one of the things is, as a person who voted for Michael Badnarik and paying attention to the Badnarik campaign, you know, obviously he was a small, you know...
He was arrested, wasn't he, when he went to the debates?
Yes, he was arrested when he had papers to serve an order to show cause to the Commission on Presidential Debates. But right. Not only that, but after the election was all said and done and the votes were being counted... People, you know, in many of these counties, because of this e-voting system, were able to go and see, you know, was my vote cast in my district? And all over the country on the Badnarik blog, people were, emailing in, posting in, reporting in that, oh, guess what? In my district, I voted for Badnarik, and I have, you know, such and such friends that also voted for Badnarik, and, oh, well, guess what? They reported zero votes.